Holiness gave him Miriam in marriage, the granddaughter. So then that became a not only a feather in his cap, it legitimatized him in the eyes of many of the Jewish people. It also appears, we don't have exact records, but it appears from Josephus and it appears from Roman history that he truly loved her, that he had a tremendous feeling for her, and that this also would be part of their undoing, was the fact that he loved her and she did not love him. She was the victim of an arranged marriage, and he expected her to behave as a loving wife. They had two sons together. So the family of the Hashemanoim now is reduced, if you listen to me, it's reduced to the old man, Hyrcanus, who's still around, to his daughter, the mother of Miriam, in other words, Herod's mother-in-law, to Miriam, to Miriam's brother, and to Miriam's two sons. Now, Miriam's two sons really were not members of the Hashmonaim anymore because their father was Herod. But nevertheless, they had the blood of the Hashmonaim. They had genes of the Hashmonaim in them. But that's what the family was reduced to. What happened now is, again, one of the tragic stories. Herod was, no doubt, he was mentally ill. He was schizophrenic, he was psychotic, he had terrible paranoia. You know, I mentioned to you Nixon's comment that he said, you too would be paranoid if the whole world was against you. That was Herod. He saw the whole world as against him. Now, after Hanamel was appointed the Kohen Gadol, he didn't survive, because when they walked into the Kodesh Kodeshim on Yom Kippurim, if you were not the legitimate Kohen Gadol, so the Gemara tells us that they used to have hooks to pull them out, because they all died. So Herod now looked around for a legitimate Kohen Gadol. And the legitimate Kohen Gadol was the brother of his wife. In other words, his brother-in-law. And the young man's name was Aristobulus, again named after his grandfather. And he appointed him as the Kohen Gadol. Now the problem here is the same type of problem, though it's lahavdil, it's not a comparison, but just the same type of problem that we find between Shaul and David. That when David was introduced to the people, he received a greater cheer than David did. Right? And Shaul hiko ba'alofim, and David was birvova, right? That Saul killed thousands, but David tens of thousands. And that bothered Saul, that they gave the second in command, so to speak, a much more rousing welcome than they gave him. And that turned his jealousy and his illness against, his melancholy against David. Well, here, Lahavdil, you have the same problem. When the young Kohen Gadol was introduced to the people in the Beis HaMikdash, when he came the first time, so Herod came to the Beis HaMikdash, and this young Kohen Gadol, Aristobulus, came. Aristobulus got a tremendous rousing cheer. The people went wild over him, because here was the succession of the Hashmonaim. It was their hope for freedom. Herod got a very lukewarm reception. And when that happened, so then the paranoia took over. So he said, oh, this guy, he thinks he's not only going to be the Kohen Gadol, he's going to try and be the Melech, he's going to be the king, we have to get rid of him. and Josephus.